All this week, Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative are looking at city services and quality of life issues in Detroit. Crime is a major issue standing in the way of the city's revival. Some things are moving in the right direction. Violent crime is down. 911 response times are getting better. But Detroit's still a dangerous place to live.
My name is Kathy Marshall, and we are in North Rosedale Park, Detroit.
For 19 years, Marshall lived in a great big 1930s Tudor on a grand old boulevard. Every morning, she'd get up, meet a friend at 5:15, and they'd walk their dogs. One day in December, she's on one of these walks, and a car pulls up next to them.
A guy jumped out with a very large shotgun, and he pointed it right in between my eyes, just a few inches from my face, and threatened to kill me if I didn't give him my money.
Marshall tells him, "We don't have any money. We're out walking our dogs." That just seemed to make him mad. He started waving the gun around.
And he was threatening to kill the dogs, and he's threatening to kill us. And, you know, it was completely terrifying.
Marshall says she'd never thought about leaving the city before. She raised her three kids in Detroit, volunteered at just about every community event, coached soccer. But after the ordeal ended, another car pulled up and the guys took off. Marshall went across the street to her husband and hugged him.
And I just said, "Get me out of here. Get me out of Detroit right now."
Marshall put her house on the market that month and moved out February 1st.
I need food.
So here we are a few months later.
I want the big sprinkler. I used to love
that holdup. It happened right around the corner from where I live with my husband and our two little girls.
My name is Evelyn. My sister's name is Jane. No, go.
Just like Kathy Marshall, we love our neighborhood. We love the energy. We love the people. But we are struggling with whether to stay. When it comes to crime, there are two kinds of conversations Detroiters tend to have. There are the ones we have with people who don't understand why anyone would live in Detroit. In those conversations, I probably won't talk about our car that got stolen or the rock that got thrown through our dining room window. And then there are the conversations we have at our dining room tables with our neighbors and our families. In my case, with my husband, Brian.
What's the first thing that goes through your mind when something bad happens, when crime happens close to us?
That I'm crazy for living here with my family. And I wonder, what am I doing? I need to do something about it. I need to move before something happens. Because if I don't, and something happens, I don't know how I could live with that.
Right.
When you live in a city, you accept that there will be crime. But whether you feel safe depends a lot on whether you've been robbed or assaulted, or you know someone who has. People stay in Detroit for a lot of reasons. Some people can't leave. Others might feel like we do. We want our girls to grow up with a sense of responsibility to their community, to raise them to believe that you don't just leave because things aren't perfect or easy. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.